Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 35,300 head on offer, 6,800 feeder steers, 4,300 feeder heifers, 13,000 wean calves, and 5,500 calves on cows. It'll be seen live 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, you can call 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, today's cattle futures finished in the red. We were lower on the live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs. October live cattle finished 42 lower at 145.87. The December's at 150.75, down 32. February lives down 30 at 154.90. September feeder cattle, which expire on the 29th of this month, so 8 days out, at 178.17, down 62. The index currently 178.20, up 28. October feeder cattle down 80 at 179.22. The November's down 95 at 180.35. Out there in August, we were above $200 almost all morning long. It looks like the final trade was 205. So right there at it. Box beef at midday was down 157 on choice at 250.07. Select up 36 at 227.59. On Friday after the close, we have an on-feed report. The on-feed estimate for September 1st is around 100%. Now, placements are estimated 96%, and then the marketing in August is 105%. So lower placements, higher marketing numbers should be a fairly bullish report. And again, that report will come out Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. after the feeder cattle and live cattle futures market is closed.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
And so today's corn futures, December corn down 6.5 at 685.5, March down 6.5 at 690.25. The beans were 13 to 17.5 lower here, with the November's down 17.5 at 1461.25. Chicago wheat 5 to 10 higher, Kansas City wheat 3 to 4 higher. July Kansas City up 3 3/4 at 948.25. Today's cotton futures were higher, sharply higher. It looks like they're going to settle at up 359 in December at 96.92, and then March up 361 at 94.06. We had a interest rate announcement at 1 p.m. Central Time today. The Federal Reserve is going to increase by 75 basis points. They're going from 2.5% on the Fed funds rate up to 3.25%. The stock market has reacted. Initially, it was down, sold off 200, and then it was actually 200 higher. So it rallied 400 off the lows, and now we're giving it back down 217 currently in the Dow. S&P's down 23. 30-year bonds are currently up 1 point at 130.27. Energies have reacted negatively. The November crude oil down 62 cents at 83.34. And then the unleaded and heating oil, which is diesel, are also lower. They're about 2 to 4 cents lower on the heating oil and about steadied actually too high on the unleaded gasoline.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.